You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series, and we are going to learn about the director of church ministries program today from students in the program, one who's graduating. Super exciting. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
And that's where we're headed today as well. We are learning about the director of church ministries program from students in the program. Joining us today is Paige Mielke. She's a sophomore in the director of church ministries program at Concordia University Wisconsin. Paige, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
Also joining us today, Grace Suggs. She's a senior and she will be serving at Ascension Lutheran Church in Montreal, Quebec, with partnering with Mission of Christ Network. Grace, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
So let's learn about the Director of Church Ministries program. Grace, since you're the senior, let's start with you. What is a Director of Church Ministries?
It's a program that takes people and prepares them to go work in church work. So we get to choose our specialization. There's six different ones that range from evangelism and mission work to youth ministry and everything in between. So it prepares students to go and work in churches and or work on the mission field or work in nonprofits and spread the love of Jesus.
So out of those six specializations, which one did you pick?
I chose international mission work.
Okay, so that falls in nicely with where you're going to be going next year to Quebec.
Yes.
Very good. Paige, what about you? Why did you choose this program and which specialization are you in?
Yeah, I'm in the youth ministry specialization. I work at a summer camp. I worked there last year, but I'm working there this year as well. And I just love working with kids. I think they have so much energy. They're so fun. I think, honestly, kids can be most on fire for the Lord. And I think we overlook that a lot. So I think it's really cool to just kindle that fire and just keep it burning throughout their adulthood as well. Part of the reason why I picked UCM at CUW was my sister went here, and it was just really impacted her life a lot. And I thought that was super cool. And all I wanted to do was just work with people and tell people about Jesus. And so this program just let me do that. And that's kind of just why I picked it.
Grace, tell us about why you chose this program. What interested you in the Director of Church Ministries program in particular?
Sure. So I had actually started at Concordia as a nursing major. And I wrestled with God for that one for like 2 years. And as you probably know, God usually wins in wrestling matches. So then I changed my major to the Director of Church Ministries. I had started college with an international missions minor. And I had always liked those theology classes more anyway. And I thought maybe this is just what I should be doing full time.
So tell us about making that transition then. What was that like going from one major to another? How did that change your plans then for the future? And it sounds like this was the right choice. This is where you really wanted to be.
Yes. Leaving sophomore year, I knew that I probably wanted to change my major. I had gotten into the nursing program, but I wasn't really enjoying myself. And I also worked in a camp that summer, and I loved being able to talk about Jesus 24/7 with the kiddos and with the other counselors around me. And so there was one week that I didn't have any campers, and I was like, this is the week I should do it if I'm going to change my major. And I looked at Concordia's like directory of all their stuff, and I stumbled upon the DCM program, and I thought, this sounds perfect. So I did it there. I was actually in quarantine for COVID. And so I did it there in quarantine. And then everybody started emailing me, welcoming me to the program. And they were all super kind.
Oh, there's always a COVID story somewhere in a lot of these. Who are some of the people, were people encouraging you to choose this path? What were some of the people around you saying to you if you were talking to them about what it would be like to serve in the church?
Mm-hmm. That was always kind of my plan, even as nursing, was either to do parish nursing or to go internationally still. So it wasn't a huge jump or a huge leap, but my family was really supportive of me, of making that decision. And also I worked at camp with a bunch of people who also wanted to spread the love of Jesus. So whenever I came out of quarantine and told people what I had done, they were all really excited and just jumping for joy with me. And that was really, really refreshing and reassuring.
So let's talk about some of the classes that make up the program and how they have shaped you. Paige, what are some of the classes that you've taken as a freshman and sophomore that are part of your formation for the director of church ministries program?
Yeah, so we're actually theology majors, which is a little confusing because then we have two minors, which make up the entire DCM. So it's church ministry minor and a nonprofit management minor. So you have six classes of the nonprofit, and then you have six classes of the church ministries, but then you have tons of classes in just theology. So basically every single year I've taken at least 2 to 3 theology courses, Theo, Old Testament, New Testament, Luther Confessions. And then I've also done my specialization, which is youth ministry, with Dr. Taylor, who is our program director. He talks about how we should really just involve the youth, but more so involve the family into the ministry as well. It's not just all about the kids, but who's the main primary caretakers of the kids, which is the parents, and how do we kindle the parents to kindle the children as well. But all the classes aren't just, okay, read from this book and then you're going to apply it to this test. It's, okay, read from this book. Now, how would you do in this situation or this scenario? If something happens like this, what would you do? Or this has happened to me before, what would you guys do in this situation? Just kind of real life experiences, which is just a good, unique perspective for sure.
How have these classes affirmed your interest in the DCM program and affirmed that this is the path you want to take?
Yeah, so growing up, I wasn't very good at school. I was good, but I just was never passionate about it. I never wanted to do my homework. I just wanted to hang out with people and just not do anything related to school. But now that I've actually been studying theology, I actually get excited to do my homework. Wow, this is so exciting. We had to make a project, a final project, which was planning a 4-month calendar of youth events. And I was so excited to do it because I was like, this is what I'm going to be doing in my future. This is so exciting. So it's just really helped me like, okay, I'm on the right track. Like the Lord has really put me in the right place of where I need to be with the right people at the right place.
It's so fun when you finally find the thing that just, you get so excited about it, you forget that it's work, which yeah. Just sounds like you've found that for yourself.
Yeah, it's great. It's so fun.
That's so exciting. Grace, what about you? How have your classes prepared you? And you have all 4 years of classes under your belt. So what kind of classes did you take? How have those prepared you?
Yeah, me and Paige have taken most of the same classes. There are the few classes that, because since I was doing the whole program in 2 years after switching my major, there were some that I couldn't get in time. So I had to switch out, which the school was super nice in letting me do that so I could graduate on time. So some of the other random ones were God's hand was just perfect in those of placing good classes that fill those spaces. But mostly the ones that I would take differently from Paige would have been my international ones. So I did take world missions with Pastor Hogard from Milwaukee area, and he got to talk about the mission work that he's done, as well as the international church that he is the pastor at in Milwaukee now, and getting to hear his real life practical stories was awesome. I think the best part of all of our classes, and I'm sure Paige could agree with this, is how our professors don't just read right out of the textbook or right off the slide, but they're always so willing to tell about their experiences in the parish or in the mission field or wherever they have been, and being able to like put us there with them in that experience through their stories. Dr. Taylor, Kurt Taylor, is absolutely wonderful at doing that. And I think that those are the things that we learn the most from, is watching them be Christians and how they share their faith with other people too.
Tell us about the practical experiences, the hands-on experiences that you get as a director of church ministry student.
Yeah. So there's, for your theology major, as well as for your church ministries minor, you have to do an internship and a practicum. So last summer, I did an internship at First Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Cedarburg, which was really cool. They were going through a huge season of change. So that was awesome to be able to watch that happen firsthand and see how they worked through that. And then this past semester, I had a practicum at a Place of Refuge, which is a pregnancy shelter in Milwaukee. And that was also really cool to be able to see people from completely different places than me and be able to watch them be so loved and cared for by others. So they were very hands-on and very cool to be a part of that firsthand.
How have those experiences changed or shaped or formed how you see what you're going to be able to do in the future?
Sure. Before I had done my internship at the church, I'd kind of said that I didn't think I wanted to work at a church. I wanted to work in a nonprofit or something like that. And that really opened me up to, no, I think that this is where I want to be. I think that in a church would be really cool. And then at a place of refuge, like I said, that was people from all different demographics and ethnicities. And that was something that, coming from a very small town, I had never really been a part of. So that was very eye-opening, and it was awesome to be a part of and to have to be so welcomed into everything. And everyone was so excited to have me there and to teach me all the things that they had learned. So that was really wonderful. And I got to meet some of the moms and become friends with them too.
Paige, how about for you? How have there been, are there practical hands-on experiences early in the program, or are you looking forward to more of the internship experience later in the program?
Yeah, so I haven't done my internship or my practicum yet. I've thought about it, but it's kind of just like, why rush it? Just take your time through classes and everything. But as a program, we try and do service projects every year, every semester. So for instance, last year we did Feed My Starving Children, which is an organization where you pack meals. And we were there for probably 2 or 3 hours with the whole school, packed tons of meals, but just a way to like get our names out there. We're DCMs, we're here to serve. We want to make our mission known as well. And I think just as a freshman, I was one of the only freshman DCMs, but that was part of just like, okay, like this is what we do. We serve people and this is great. This is how we should welcome people into the community of faith, into life, into Christ, and everything. It was great. Yeah.
We're learning about the Director of Church Ministries Program with students Paige Mielke and Grace Sugg at Concordia University, Wisconsin. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Ogleseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Ogleseth.
Today we're talking with students in the Director of Church Ministries Program at Concordia University, Wisconsin. As part of the Set Apart to Serve series, we're talking with Paige Mielke. She's a sophomore, and Grace Sugg, she's a senior, headed to Ascension Lutheran Church in Montreal, Quebec, with the Mission of Christ Network. So let's talk about plans for next year. Grace, tell us about your plans now that you've finished the coursework and graduation has happened. Is that correct?
Yes, it was on Saturday.
So tell us about plans for next year and what that looks like.
Yeah. So the second week of August, I will be heading up to Canada with Mission of Christ Network. I'll be working at Ascension Lutheran Church, which is in an immigrant community. So they do huge outreach to people from all over. They do have a congregation there that they do regular worship services with, but mostly it's pretty much an international mission, just a little bit up north.
Do you have any idea of the types of things you're going to be able to do once you're there? This sounds really exciting for you.
Yeah, I have had a few conversations. There's two other girls who are missionaries up there now, and so I've gotten to talk to them about what a day-to-day looks like. It seems very casual and laid back, which is good for me. So they do have like the random sporadic events that they do for outreach. They have Bible studies, but their biggest thing is teaching English to those who, like the immigrants who are struggling to find jobs and stuff like that. So since Quebec is mostly French speaking, we're kind of teaching English to people and preparing them to move somewhere else to find a job, but making those connections and friendships while they're there with you.
Paige, let's talk about next year for you. What does that look like? You've completed sophomore year. What's on deck for next year?
So a little bit more harder theology classes are starting to come my way. So scary, but also very exciting for sure. And then my spring semester, I'm actually going to Europe. I'm going to study abroad and I'm going to be studying at Westminster University in London. I kind of made the decision because I just feel like I've been in a bubble my entire life. which has been very good, very blessed to be in that situation. But kind of just want to expand my horizons, get to know other people, other places, just really get to branch out and meet others for sure.
Wow. What will you get to study at Westminster?
Yeah, so no theology classes, sadly, but it's not an LCMS university. So even if I did, it wouldn't correctly go with my major or anything like that. But I get to study just fun electives. So I'm doing Royal Monarchy and History class and a Society and Culture class and an art class. And I just get to travel and it'll be so good. It'll be so fun.
What's ahead for you after that? Do you have plans going on after next year? Because you mentioned you haven't done a practicum or internship yet. Do you have ideas for how those are going to work out for you?
Yeah, so I work at camp in the summer in Southern Indiana called Camp Lake View. It's great. I love it so much. I don't think it would be like my full time. So I want to do my internship or my practicum in a parish somewhere or maybe a nonprofit. Camp ministry is great, but I don't think it's the route for me. I think I need a more stable kind of church route for me.
Let's talk about some of the nonprofit classes. This is kind of unique to the DCM program. I know theology is obviously a core for all of the church work programs, but I think the nonprofit management sounds very interesting and quite unique to the DCM program. Yeah. Grace, tell us a little bit more about some of the classes that you've taken in that minor.
Sure. These looked like we had to take managing change as well as fundraising and grant writing. One of the ones that I switched out for time constraints was management and leadership, which was awesome. But they really prepare you for the ins and outs of what a nonprofit looks like. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with the tax exemption and grant writing and all that stuff that can get you in trouble if you don't do it right. So that was really nice to be able to learn that and have that foreknowledge going into it. And it also does prepare you for something about nonprofits is it has to be all relationship based and you have to give people that why so that they want to donate to you and you have that relationship, that ongoing growing relationship with them. So that was something that I hadn't thought of before from like a business standpoint. That was really cool to learn and also to pair that with my major of wanting to make those relationships and share the love of God with people and be able to partner with them in that way and create something even bigger.
Yeah, this is such an interesting part of this degree to be able to combine that work in the church, but also that knowledge of management and how the behind the scenes works.
Because that's so valuable.
It's so important to be able to do both sides of that. Grace, how have you seen that combination of classes really shape you and help prepare you for what you're going to be doing?
Yeah. So since I am going internationally in August, I do have a bit of fundraising to do. So being able to have this foreknowledge going into that of, okay, this is how I've been taught to fundraise and to write grants and to make these relationships with people. And it is super intimidating to ask people for money. In theory, I'm not scared. And then I'm looking someone in the eye about to make the ask. And I'm like, you know what? Never mind. Never mind. Actually, let me give you money. I don't want to do this anymore. So the classes have been really nice to remind you that you're not asking them for like their money. Everything we have is from God. And you're just asking them to steward God's money in a different way. So it's been really nice to have this knowledge and to calm myself before I make the ask and do all these different parts of it.
Paige, you've taken mostly theology classes. Have you had any classes in either of the minors that you have for this program?
Yeah, I've taken the nonprofit pretty much every semester. I've just taken one a semester, which actually worked out great for me when I was deciding what I wanted to do with my life. I was meeting with Dr. Taylor and I said, I don't really know. I just love people. That's pretty much all I know I want to do. I don't want to work at a desk. I was like, maybe business. Who knows? He was like, we've got this covered for you. Business, that's part of our major. You can do it. So it ended up being perfect. Like Grace said, relationship is all that it is. I'm not great with numbers, but I do think it's important that someone does understand what's happening. And if I go into a church that may be struggling or kind of confused, maybe somebody that just was doing the financial stuff left, I have a little bit of insight or foreknowledge about what we can do to help with those type of things.
Great. So what are some of the classes you've taken so far in the nonprofit minor?
Yeah, I've taken managing change, like Grace said, this past semester we took that. And then I've also taken financial issues in nonprofit management. which was really, really interesting. It's just like how easy you can go under as a nonprofit if you're not on top of everything. How easy it is to just, like Grace said, back out asking for money or losing sight of your mission. If you put your money over your mission, it's going to fall through because God should be at the center of everything you do, not the money, because he will provide if you keep him at the center. And I think that class was very eye-opening for that, for sure, because obviously money is always going to be a problem. You're never going to have enough, but you always have enough of God. And that class was very just concrete in that idea, for sure.
How have these classes changed how you see working in a church environment and being able to serve people in maybe a different way than you were originally thinking?
Yeah. As a kid, you always just like, oh, I love church. I love you. It's great. And then you don't actually see about how much work goes into everything, into the mission. How much work a pastor does trying to shepherd his congregation, or how much work the assistant or the secretary does sitting at the front desk of a school. And once you start to learn about all these things, you become so grateful for the community that you have in your church and in your congregation. So many people just volunteer their time because they're so just on fire about the mission that you have. And if you put that at the center, it's going to do great, because leadership is all about influence, not about anything else.
Grace, how about for you? How have your studies shaped your view of service in the church, and maybe how some of the behind the scenes operations, or how, you know, some of those things that we don't always, the average person doesn't think of, how has it shaped your view of service in the church?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things was realizing how much thought there is behind everything that the church does, from like what the decorations are and what it looks like to the exact things that we say in a church service, or the ways that our pastors talk to us and the ways that they set their sermons up and stuff like that. And realizing that everything that like I do will be able to be a teaching moment as well. And all the relationships I make are relationships that are building up the church to be exactly what God wants us to be. And making those relationships is encouraging others to get involved and to volunteer. Like Paige said, a lot of people want to be involved and they just need to be asked, or they need to be directed on what the help needs to be done. So I think realizing how much intention is behind everything that we do.
Grace, now that you're on the cusp of entering into this vocation that you've been preparing for, do you have encouragement for other people who may be considering church work, considering the DCM program? What is that encouragement that you have for other people who may be thinking about this path as well?
Oh, sure. I think that the biggest one is, I think that we make a really big distinction between like secular parts of the world and Christian parts of the world. And I think if we got rid of that distinction, we'd be a lot better and just realize that the world is God's. So even if you're not going into church work, realizing that there are people at your job who don't know Jesus, and that the entire world is a mission field and an opportunity to go and spread that love. And if you get to do that at church and you get to volunteer and use your talents that God has given you to further his kingdom, then you are going to have a joyful life altogether.
Paige, what encouragement might you give to someone to consider the DCM program and becoming a church worker?
Yeah, like Grace said, secular versus just Christian jobs. And a lot of times secular jobs are, oh, I need to make more money. I need to do this so I can provide for my family. I can have a good life, good house, everything like that. And yes, it might not be the most financially stable job, but it is the most rich job you will have, telling people about eternal life and Jesus, and just getting to really show people, yeah, it can be scary. God said you will be persecuted and you will have troubles in this world, but take heart, he has overcome the world. And just keeping that on your forefront, because the world is so broken and yet we have the cure to fix it. And we're just so scared to share that with others. I think it's okay that if we just open up a little bit, it'll be great.
We've been learning about the Director of Church Ministries Program at Concordia University, Wisconsin, with students Paige Mielke and Grace. Grace is headed to Ascension Lutheran Church in Montreal, Quebec, partnering with the Mission of Christ Network. And Paige is moving into junior year at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thank you both for being our guests on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you so much
for having us.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.